Tensions over a levee that's taking shape in backyards along Juneau's Mendenhall River have come to a head. One homeowner filed suit against the city seeking to exempt his property or be paid for it. Win or lose, officials say the levee will go up. Stephen Bauer filed suit against the city last week, alleging that officials did not go through the right process for approving the levee intended to keep floodwaters out of Mendenhall Valley homes. The court filing asserts that the barriers will not benefit Bauer's property. His home was not damaged during the 2023 or 2024 glacial outburst floods. Scott Perkins, Bauer's attorney, says,
"He doesn't want to pay for this barrier. He doesn't want this barrier on his property. And in the alternative, if the barrier has to be put on the property, he deserves to be compensated for the amount of land that he has lost."
The lawsuit takes issue with an ordinance the city created. It's called a Local Improvement District, or LID, so it could spread 40% of the barrier construction cost among hundreds of landowners poised to benefit. Landowners had the opportunity to vote down the LID in February, but only a quarter formally objected. Both the U.S. Constitution and the Alaska Constitution forbid the government from taking private land for public use without paying them for it. And taking is the key word here. Emily Wright, the city's attorney, says the city isn't taking the land, since Bauer will still own the part of his property with the levee on it, which is meant to be temporary. But she says if a judge rules that the land is being taken, the city would have to pay all of the landowners hosting the barriers. It's called eminent domain,
which requires just compensation, because if we're not on people's property because of the LID, we have to have permission to be on their property somehow.
If a judge rules against the city's process, it wouldn't be able to charge any landowners for the project. City Manager Katie Kester says the assembly would have to decide whether and how to cover an estimated $3 million.
We're still actively pursuing, you know, grants, working with Clinkett and Haida on CDBG, Community Development Block Grant funding. And so, you know, we will continue to aggressively pursue those funding sources.
The court filing also alleges that the city didn't get the right permits to do the project. Perkins says that would have required an environmental assessment. Nate Rumsey, a city engineer, says the city didn't have to do that because the last flood prompted an emergency declaration. So the city got what's called a nationwide permit through the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. Rumsey says he anticipated a lawsuit like this. And if Bauer wins, the levee would still be built with some alterations.
We have alternatives from an engineering perspective available that could allow us to still provide protection to the rest of the community.
The city has to respond to the filing by the end of the month, and Perkins says a handful of other homeowners may soon join it. A court date has not yet been set. In Juneau, I'm Alex Solomon.